My name is Alex Stone, and my co-author is Alice Formiga, and I am the vegetable specialist at Oregon State University, and I with a bunch of other people, started eOrganic. And this was interesting to put this together because it was 12 years ago, a long time ago, and the world was a really different place at that time, and that's sort of why eOrganic got started. So Alice Formiga is now the leader of eOrganic. She's a professor of practice in our department in horticulture. She used to be a staff member of eOrganic, and now she runs eOrganic as her full-time job, which is what eOrganic needed. And so eOrganic started 12 years ago because there was this huge need for through the web for science experience and regulatory-based information that was credible and that was vetted and that was publicly available, because stuff like that just did not exist at that time. It's really hard to imagine what it was like 12 years ago, plus because I can't remember anything anymore. So Alice put together a list of some of the questions, like what people, kinds of information people are looking for, and as you all know, organic is a giant topic area. So saying that we're eOrganic and we're going to cover all those areas was sort of full of hubris, like how can we possibly do that? But so we're just sort of iteratively trying to work towards that. So to give you a little bit of history, as we put this together, Alice and I realized that in January of 2019, we're going to be 10 years old. It's going to be our 10-year anniversary of our public launch. So it actually started before that in the period from 2007 to 2009, where eExtension, which was this national extension initiative, started, and there people were saying, gosh, we really should have an organic one, because that would be a way for the people at land-grant universities, who are few and far-flung, to work together to put together some credible content in partnership with farmers and with certifiers. And so we started doing that and went through this sort of onerous eExtension process and ultimately did launch our first content at EcoFarm, a little known fact, in January of 2009. So within that same year, we did start the webinar program, which I think is one of the eOrganic's most successful programs. We recruited more articles. We started working with research project groups. We started doing conference broadcasts, which I think, again, is possibly some of our content that is really, really good and such a great piece of value that isn't probably used as much as it could be. Heather Darby led the development of an organic dairy course. And over time, we partnered with more and more research projects funded by OREI and ORG grants, as well as Beginning Farmer, RMA, and SARE. And increasingly, those groups and eOrganic are partnering with nonprofits such as the Organic Seed Alliance and the Organic Farming Research Foundation. So it's really, I mean, I guess I can say, you know, looking back 12 years ago and even 8 years ago to now, that eOrganic is really sort of part of the fabric of the organic extension community now, I think. You know, we weren't sure that it was all going to move forward and become part of that, but I think, and if you nod your heads if you think that's true, that we just see it now as sort of a permanent part of where you go to find credible organic farming information. So the public site for eOrganic is part of eExtension, and eExtension has sort of moved on to doing different things, but eOrganic was one of the resource communities of eExtension, and so our publications come to this website, which is run by eExtension. So it's extension.org, organic production. You can find all kinds of things here, from information on different farming systems to different topics such as practices like cover cropping or soil amendments. You can find out about people who have been working on eOrganic, such as Danielle Treadwell, who's been one of the people who has helped lead this from the very beginning. You can find out about upcoming webinars, follow our social media, and basically sort of move around and find different kinds of content there. So we have articles, and there's more than 200, and because of this great session, we're going to have five more. Videos and Ask an Expert are all found at this public site. One of the things that I think are some of our content that's used a lot are our videos that are available both typically from the eExtension site as well as from our YouTube channel. And we have almost 700 videos, which is really kind of astonishing, as well as 3 million views and thousands of subscribers. So I think that that's really pretty exciting. And often, you know, you beyond the subscribers, I talk to people, and they farmers, for example, and they say they've watched a video and it's been on YouTube, and they have no idea where it came from. Like, they don't know that it's from eOrganic's YouTube site. And I just want to point out here that some of the early on, one of the things we did, and this is an example, these are Vern Grubinger's videos that he had available on DVDs early on. And at the time that we put these online, they weren't available online. And that was true for the Weed 'Em and Reap videos, too. So what we did was sort of look for opportunities to take something that really had pretty limited access and put them online. And they've gotten a huge viewership being housed on YouTube. And then we have research groups, which is an example that you see here, that have developed videos with eOrganic to publish through eOrganic. So one of the most popular and well-used content types are eOrganic's webinars. How many here have participated in the eOrganic webinar? Many of you. I use them in my teaching. I think they're a really great way for research groups as well as extension projects to get the word out to a lot of people. And they're long and in-depth, so it's a very different thing than a short YouTube video. One of the things that Alice does quite a lot now is either go to a conference and record all of the or a selection of presentations that are then available through the YouTube site, or actually now that the technology has evolved so it's not a completely risky business to broadcast, they actually broadcast sessions too so people can in real time ask questions from a distance. And so I think that's a place that eOrganic is really provides a huge service because our staff are well trained in how to do this. They can go to the location typically and broadcast or tape from there, and it seems and typically there aren't any glitches, and so that's a really useful service. So a lot of people don't know about eOrganic's back end. So that's what this is. This is eOrganic.info, which is eOrganic's collaborative workspace. And again, you have to remember that we started this about 10 years ago, which is when there weren't the collaborative tools online that there are now. And so we developed this, actually created this workspace with a programmer, Roger Lee, who was a really good Drupal programmer, and he created this for us. And there's a lot of sort of functionality of this that remains useful, even though the technology has moved forward so much in the last 10 years. So if you go to this website, you can find you can go to our content at eExtension and ask an expert. You can also find out about how you might write eOrganic into a proposal so that you could work closely with eOrganic and use its resources and publish through eOrganic. If you're interested in receiving eOrganic's newsletter, you can go here to subscribe and read past issues. And then you can also sort of see the kinds of groups that are either actively or some of these are sort of less active that have been using this collaborative workspace to do their work. And I'll talk a little bit more about the research groups in a minute. But so certainly this is a pitch to publish through eOrganic. It's a national peer-reviewed process for articles. We have a pretty wide viewership. Unlike sometimes extension publications are sort of hard to access through the internet, the eOrganics are really just simply websites, and so they are more easily accessed through search in some cases. We do have, for those of you who need this, a peer refereed review process. We actually have a blind review process with at least two reviewers, and we do reject articles. So it is actually a peer refereed review process, And for some people, that is really very important. And what we have found is that it can be a little bit slow, but it really dramatically improves the content, the quality of the content, and so we think it's very worthwhile. So if you are interested in writing articles, this is where you go. You go to eorganic.info, and there's an instructions for authors there. So one of the things that we've done that has been very successful is to partner closely with research project groups. They write eorganic's collaboration with them into their grant proposals, and so some of the funding for their grant comes to eorganic, and so eorganic can provide this suite of services to these research project groups, which includes publication and doing webinars, as well as training and video production and also video editing, using the technical support such as web conferencing tools that a lot of groups really find useful, using the online workspaces, although now there's so many online collaboration tools, that's not necessarily why people come to us anymore. I'll show you some groups that are using the public project website utility. So there, if you have a multi-state or multi-university collaboration, one of the things that can become kind of problematic is how you have a project website. So usually one of the universities supports that, and not everybody has access to create the content and manage the content, and also just owning the website. This way, eorganic, you create a website through the eorganic.info workspace, and everyone has access to that. You can work with farmers or nonprofits or other universities. No one university owns it, and it's sort of more democratic, and so that's been very valuable for some groups. We also do evaluation. We can give you data on your articles and webinars and other kinds of evaluation tools. And then, of course, we do outreach at various sites. So these are some of the groups that have been collaborating quite closely with eorganic, and they have websites through eorganic.info. So you can see that that's quite a varied group. Quite a few of these do partner with a nonprofit, and the nonprofits find that this is useful, that they can partner with the university, but they have a website that is sort of democratic. So this leads right into the student article competition. We're going to hear from our winners in the subsequent talks. This is the first ever time we've done this. We hope to do it again. So the students submitted abstracts for an article on an organic horticulture topic by March 5th. The top five were selected, and those are the speakers you're going to hear today. Travel was paid by eorganic, and their articles are going to be published after this meeting to eorganic. So we think this is a really fun way to bring the word out and get students coming to the meetings and get articles to eorganic, which is sort of a win-win-win situation.